It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Aspen Benson with the USU Extension Office in Emory County. They have a vaping webinar that is coming up on March 1st at 6 p.m. It's all going to be done via Zoom. We'll talk about how you can sign up. Plus, you're going to get, you know, the opportunity to get dinner taken care of for you for that evening. And we'll tell you all about all of that stuff. But let's get into this. Aspen, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, I like getting information like this out. This is important things that people need to know, especially here in our area, and what, you know, vaping really is all about, and what we can be doing to maybe curtail it or prevent it among the teens, which really brings me to my first question. How big of an issue is vaping here in the Carbon and Emory County area?
You know, our area actually has one of the highest rates of youth-reported vaping in the state of Utah, so it's definitely a big issue.
And, you know, the other things that I think people need to understand, because I have talked about vaping with other people, and really, when vaping first came out, you know, years ago, it was really meant as a safe alternative to smoking cigarettes. And after looking at it and digging into it, it's really not, is it?
No, it's not.
So let's talk about some of the things that you may find in vape smoking and some of the chemicals, and why is it so harmful to not just teens, but to everyone?
Right. So e-cigarettes or vaping can be very harmful. It's been found that about 99% of e-cigarette products actually contain nicotine. Other harmful chemicals are formaldehyde, heavy metals like nickel, cadmium, all of those sorts of things. So definitely things you're not wanting to be putting in your body.
And I think that people, when you say the word formaldehyde, that's what they use to preserve bodies when they die. And you are ingesting this in a vape pen. And the scarier thing about the vape pens and things like that is they can be anything. And I've, you know, I was amazed when I started looking into this. Now, I'm sure that that's going to be one of the things that they're going to talk about during this webinar. But what are some of the other things that are going to be covered?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about how to identify some of the vape products, but also just helping parents to understand what vaping is will help them learn a little bit more about what vaping does to adolescent brain development, and also give parents some tools of knowing how to talk to their kids about substance use and bring up those hard topics.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I think that's always where parents have that stumbling block is how do we get the conversation started, and is there a right or a wrong way to start that conversation?
Right.
So I guess the next thing we've got to cover now is when is this going to be? Like I said, it's March 1st. It's via Zoom, but you guys have got a really great thing going with our pizza place over in Emory County. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how you're going to cover dinner for some folks and all of that information.
Yeah, so this vape prevention webinar is free to all the participants. It includes a free swag bag, all sorts of fun USU swag, and a $12 gift certificate to our pizza place over in Castledale. So some pretty exciting things. You can get registered on our website at extension.usu.edu/beepic under the events tab. And you can also find us on Facebook and Eventbrite.
Okay, and the other question that I had too, as we're, you know, getting more into this, is there a way that, since it is via Zoom, I would assume that there's going to be a way for participants to ask questions. Is there going to be like a question and answer period?
Yes, definitely. After the webinar, we have a period for questions where parents and participants are welcome to ask whatever questions they have.
Okay, so once again, March 1st at 6 p.m. via Zoom. And do you have a phone number where people can reach you guys if they have any questions?
Yeah, definitely. They can reach us at the Emory Extension Office. The phone number is 435-381-2381. And another thing is a Zoom link will just be emailed out the day of the event, So pretty easy. And we're excited.
And once again, this is great information that people need to have in their hands to combat what is going on right now with this. And as you said at the beginning of the hour, at the beginning of the interview as well, is that we have one of the highest rates of vaping among teens in the state. And so really great information that's going to be coming down to everyone. And all they've got to do is, you know, get signed up for this. Plus, you're going to get some great USU swag and dinner. So sit and watch this webinar and get all the information that you can. All right, Aspen, thank you so much for taking out the time. We really appreciate it. And once again, it's going to be March 1st, 6 p.m. via Zoom. It is the USU Extension in Emory County. They're having a vaping webinar. And if you've got questions, you can just touch base with them at the Extension office in Emory County. Aspen, thank you once again for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Excited to see everyone there.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.